Bacteria is everywhere, but how much do we know about it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Megan Dobro, assistant professor of human biology at Hampshire College, explores how we're learning more about these tiny machine-like organisms.
Bacteria are the most abundant life forms on Earth, and even though they can cause illness, most actually help us. Gut bacteria help digest food, improve nutrient absorption, and strengthen our immune system. To understand these processes, structural biologists study the macromolecular structures within bacteria. One method gaining popularity is electron cryotomography, which images frozen bacteria in three dimensions at high resolution, allowing us to see the tiniest machines in great detail. This method has given scientists a more complete picture of important structures inside bacteria, from powerful motors that allow them to swim and magnetic compasses that guide them, to toxin-tipped weapons used to compete with bacterial rivals. Working with a team of students, we searched across 15 years of data from the Jensen Lab at Caltech, reviewing 15,000 3D images of 90 different bacterial species to find new structures. One species was covered in appendages that looked like the Eiffel Tower with antennae. Another had thin hooks covering the surface, and a bacteria isolated from the termite gut had dense hair-like fibers. We found twisted filaments, chains, meshes, tubes, discs, rings, and horseshoes. We know bacteria are essential to our planet, but they are much more complicated than we thought, containing an organized collection of macromolecular machines that allow them to thrive in diverse environments. Our goal is to build a comprehensive list of parts inside bacteria to understand those that impact human health, and maybe even create some of our own to solve some of humanity's biggest problems.
That was Megan Dobro of Hampshire College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.